Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, it's official. We have entered stage two. We're done with stage one, folks. We are now in stage two of forcing you to get the vaccine, and now it involves your children. Why are we focusing on stage two is the question that everyone should be asking with the Biden administration. I'll tell you exactly why they're focused on getting your kids vaccinated, and you vaccinate or you lose your job. It's because since Biden took over, the Taliban got a country, Russia got a pipeline, illegal immigrants got a free path into the United States of America. American citizens, you are getting inflation, high gas prices, high crime, and we're firing law enforcement officers for not getting the jab. Biden's entire presidency now has been a disaster. So when you're in the middle of a disaster, you know what you do? Ha-ha, that's right. You go after the people that are giving you problems. We've got an attorney general that has weaponized the Department of Justice by using the FBI to pursue concerned parents and silence them through intimidation if you show up at your school board meetings. Yeah, free speech, not so much. And now, trust me, that's what Biden is telling you. Trust me, we're going to give your kids the vaccine. That's right, we're going to give your children the vaccine, and you're supposed to be excited about it. If you want to know what's going on with the economy, they won't even talk about it. Mayor Pete, the guy that took not one but 2 months of paternity leave. Yeah, he's finally come back to work after not breastfeeding his kids. He has come out and been asked on CNBC today about the inflation crisis. He can't talk about it or defend what's going on. So now he's saying we just need a federal child care program and more vaccines. And that's the best way to get us back on track. This after he's talking about trying to fix a broken supply chain that he was literally on vacation for the last 2 months as the transportation secretary, because now we've gone so woke, we're giving dudes 2 months off to take care of their kids. Take a listen to this spin on CNBC.
Structure bill.
Let's talk about just the demand push behind this and the strong consumer at this point. You mentioned part of that is job growth. Another part of it is higher wages that have kind of gone around. And then another part of that are the payments that have been going out from the federal government.
By the way, I love how PC CNBC is, right? They've got Mayor Pete there, right? The transportation secretary live. And they actually are accepting his BS that things are good in America, that, you know, prices going up is somehow a good thing, that the supply chain issue is a good thing because people are buying and spending. All of it's a lie. And they accept that as kind of like a, like, okay, we'll let you say it, but then we'll push back by saying, but there's also these other things.
Is it too much demand? Do you worry about inflation at this point and just the ability for our infrastructure to continue to keep up with that sort of consumer demand?
Well, it's certainly the case that we are closely watching prices. I also think it's important to point out, and Moody's has talked about this, that the president's Build Back Better agenda as a whole will ease some of that inflationary pressure. One of the reasons why we sometimes struggle to keep up with demand when demand is good is that you got a lot of forces that keep Americans out of the workforce, not least the struggle to get good childcare, or the struggle to get good affordable childcare.
Now at this point in the interview, you should immediately interrupt and be like, "What in the hell are you talking about? You're now talking about a need for federal childcare program is the best way to get ships and containers on 18-wheelers when we need 80,000 18-wheeler drivers, and you think that's a childcare problem? Like, come on, man." To quote Joe Biden. Do they interrupt? Of course not. And then we go to vaccines.
I should say. So when you talk about some of the pro-family policies in the Build Back Better agenda, those stand to actually ease inflationary pressure. Obviously, we are glad that the American Rescue Plan successfully guided us into this season of job growth, of economic growth. But you're going to continue to see a lot of these challenges and imbalances, both because of long-term issues like not investing enough in childcare in this country, not investing enough.
So to be clear now, if you want to know what's happening with supply chain issues, it's because we don't have enough subsidized childcare. Got it? This is phase two, folks. Phase two of trying to force you into submission, and they're going to do it through not giving you the goods that you need. They're going to give it to you through, well, guess what? You need to get vaccinated. If you just get vaccinated, And you'll just spend a bunch of money on childcare, and you just get those booster shots. This is phase two of tyranny, folks. Headline: booster shots could soon be recommended for people as young as 40. Not soon could be. It's already been predetermined, folks. This is, done. Right? This is already over. Booster protection in the U.S. could soon expand to a much broader population. As the source says, the U.S. government likely will soon recommend them to people as young as 40. Who received either Moderna or Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. I believe it will happen, the source familiar with the plan told CNN, adding that there is growing concern within the FDA that U.S. data is beginning to show more hospitalizations among people under age 65 who have been fully vaccinated. Well, it's no longer fully vaccinated, folks. What I went back to, and by the way, if you missed our podcast yesterday, get it. We had a legal expert on talking to you about your rights and how you can fight the vaccine mandates. What your rights are, how to fight back with religious exemptions, how to organize at work, what your rights are, not because they're not going to tell you what your rights are, your employers. The government is not going to tell you what your rights are. Grab the podcast and share it with everybody. If you know anyone that is dealing with a vaccine mandate, share the podcast with them from yesterday, because the legal team that we had on gives you a play-by-play how to fight back. Last month, back to the headline, the Food and Drug Administration authorized booster shots for people ages 65 and older who received the second shot of Pfizer's vaccine at least 6 months ago. For younger people, the booster is authorized only for certain groups, such as those with certain health conditions or those working in jobs that put them at high risk of contracting COVID-19. I asked this question 2 days ago on our podcast. What does the definition of fully vaxxed mean? Because it looks like it's changing. Right? I'm fully vaxxed right now. I've gotten two shots. But what happens after 6 months? Do I lose my full vax status? Is that how this is going to go down? Right? Is this how that's going to work? That I lose my fully vaccinated status after 6 months. So even if I'm fully vaccinated now and I turn in my paperwork with the dates on it to my employer who's having a vaccine mandate, do I lose that status every 6 months? It's a question we should all be asking. What is the definition of fully vax? Is it a 6 month temporary card you get, and after that 6 month temporary card disappears and immediately you're fired from your job? I don't think it's a crazy question to ask this. I think it's a pretty fair question to ask, and it's actually an extremely important question that we should all be asking. It's an important question that everyone should be asking right now, because it's the truth. What is the definition of being vaccinated anymore? Who is officially up to date with their vaccine status, right? Who is it that is the chosen ones of the federal government, and they're about to come after your kids? This is part of phase two. Phase two and the vaccine status is coming, folks. Phase two, very clear. You better get vaccinated. Your kids, better get vaccinated. White House COVID response coordinator. I'm going to play this for you, and I want you to think about it right now. I want you to listen to this man's voice and tell me this doesn't sound like something that would come out of Russia with propaganda. Because to me, it sounds exactly like what a tyrant would sound like. What a country where the people have no freedom sounds like.
We expect the FDA and CDC's decision on Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 through 11 in the next couple of weeks. We know millions of parents have been waiting for a COVID-19 vaccine for kids in this age group. And should the FDA and CDC authorize the vaccine, we will be ready to get shots in arms. Kids have different needs than adults, and our operational planning is geared to meet those specific needs, including by offering vaccinations in settings that parents and kids are familiar with and trust. At the same time, we're incorporating best practices and applying lessons we have learned across the past 9 months.
Does that sound like a person that really cares about your rights? No, they don't. Does that sound like a person that really cares about your future? No. Do they care about any side effects or any negatives? Of course not. That is literally what tyranny sounds like. When you put out a White House COVID response coordinator who says this, we've secured the vaccine supply for children to vaccinate every child between the ages of 5 and 8. Listen to his words. Every child, not enough for the majority, all of them.
We expect the FDA and CDC's decision on Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 through 11 in the next couple of weeks.
It's a fact. It's going to happen. This is phase two. You have no rights. Your kids have no rights. You can't put your kid in a school without them being vaccinated. They're going to make this standard and normal. You can't put your kid in a private school if you think you're going to get around it. Homeschooling is about to just explode. It's already gone up 3X year over year. It's about to explode more than that because you're putting a gun to parents' heads. But the most damning statement to your freedom is the one that you're about to hear.
We know millions of parents have been waiting for a COVID-19 vaccine.
Is that true? Let's answer that. Let's talk about that for just a second. Is that true? Are there millions of parents that are sitting on the edge of their seats waiting for a vaccine? Because I have not met them.
We know millions of parents have been waiting for a COVID-19 vaccine for kids in this age group.
I think that's a lie. I don't believe that. I don't think there's millions of parents out there waiting to give their kids a jab at the age of 5 years old.
And should the FDA and CDC authorize the vaccine?
By the way, I love this. And should the FDA? They've already said it's going to happen, folks. There's no way it's not. This is already pre-planned. It's done. Game over. Your kids are going to get vaccinated or they won't get to participate in society, and neither will you as an adult. Oh, and we'll try to get you fired from your job. Welcome to America under the Biden regime.
We will be ready to get shots in arms.
We will be ready to get shots in arms. That sounds psychotic.
Kids have different needs than adults, and our operational planning is geared to meet those specific needs, including by offering vaccinations in settings that parents and kids are familiar with and trust. At the same time, we're incorporating best practices and applying lessons we have learned across the past 9 months.
There it is. We're going to make a kid feel good, but we're going to vaccinate him, and you're going to do it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you think, by the way, that the White House gives a crap about you or what you believe or your feelings or your rights, they don't. And let me give you another example of the proof of it, how psychotic they are as tyrants. This is tyranny. This is socialism, communism, all wrapped up in a psychotic way that the Democratic Party, under the leadership of Joe Biden, refuses to listen to the American people. I'm going to play for you real quick, liberals, not conservatives, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, others, and what they have said over the last couple of days about Biden's approval rating. Because if he did care about representing the people in this country, and he did care about your rights and freedoms, then when the approval ratings have dropped down to 37% for the president, you would take a step back and go, okay, we're getting something really wrong, guys. What are we doing? Well, they don't like all these mandates you're putting on them. They don't like you trying to fire people. They don't like the government mandates. They don't like the way you're treating them. And you would fix that, right? That's what you would fix. Ho-ho. They don't give a crap about their approval rating because they're going to beat you in a submission anyway because they are tyrants. Listen to the liberals that I'm going to play for you now on TV talking about just how bad the approval rating really is right now for Joe Biden.
Bleeding support with independents.
Biden's approval rating is sinking.
These new poll numbers, frankly, are brutal for the president.
Brutal for the president. All of the people you just heard, they were all CNNers. They were all CNNers saying this. Now, there's some people on Fox pointing out the obvious. There are people at Fox that are pointing out the very obvious, who are telling you different things about how bad things actually are. But you go back to these and these approval numbers and what they've said about it. And if this administration cared about you, they would pay attention and listen. And they're not. They are still steamrolling over you. And they don't care if you become homeless. They don't care if your kids get kicked out of school. They don't care if your kids don't get an education. They don't care. You have no rights with them.
The president is seeing the lowest score on his job performance since taking office, only 38% approval.
The president's really had a tough stretch here.
Biden right now is underwater, and the fact that he's bleeding support with independents.
Biden's approval rating is sinking.
These new poll numbers, frankly, are brutal for the president.
Brutal. They are brutal for the president. Brutal. And the reason why they are brutal is what I just described to you. Why are you not trying to fix this? Because they don't care. You're going to submit no matter what. You are going to shut up and you're going to get your kid vaccinated. And we have secured the vaccines for your children. And there is nothing that you can do to stop. And if you just want to know the reason why I don't trust them on any of this, like, well, if it gets approved, they already know it's going to be approved. It's done, folks, right? It's going to get approved for kids. The booster is going to be approved for everybody over 40. It's going to happen. And if you want to know one of the reasons why I just don't trust them when it comes to them telling me the truth, these are the same deranged people that put a dude that is dressing like a chick as the Health and Human Services official. And not only that, they're awarding this guy for being a woman. Transgendered HHS official Rachel Levine named, quote, first ever female four-star admiral in public health corps. The Biden administration, Department of Health and Human Services, on Tuesday publicly announced that Rachel Levine, for doing nothing but being a dude that dressed like a chick and becoming the transgender assistant secretary of HHS, had been named the nation's top and first openly transgendered four-star officer across any of the eight uniformed services of the United States. According to the press release, this makes Levine a biological male who acts like a chick, the highest ranking official in the USPHS Commission Corps, and its first ever female four-star admiral. It's not a woman, it's a man. These people can't even tell the difference between a man and a woman, and they award people that clearly are dealing with a mental health issue, believing that they are a woman trapped in a man's body. And then they want me to listen to them on vaccinating my children? Come on. This is a proud moment for us at HHS. Admiral Levine, a highly accomplished pediatrician. Would you trust your child to a dude that thinks he's a chick with medical advice? Because I'm not. Who helped drive our agency's agenda to boost health access and equity and to strengthen behavioral health is a cherished and critical partner in our work to build a healthier America. How is it building a healthier America when you actually promote people that clearly have mental issues believing they're a woman when they're a man? And you want me to trust you with my kid and a vaccine? Nope, not going to happen. Sorry, not going to happen. This is the same party, by the way. This is phase two, take away all your rights. That has been saying that parents should have no say in their child's education. Terry McAuliffe, former chairman of the DNC, is now being hit in his election with a new ad because he's come out with a new ad trying to defend what he said multiple times over, that parents need to shut up and we will tell your kids what they can and can't say, what they can and cannot learn, and we will decide what's best for them, and you will shut up. You have no say-so in your kid's education. His quote, not mine. Parents shouldn't be telling schools what they should be teaching them. Parents, he did say, should be telling schools that they want their teachers to be vaccinated, however. This is a new political ad that sums up this party perfectly. It's a political ad by the opponent of Terry McAuliffe, just showing you how little respect they have for you as a human being and your rights and your freedom of speech, and how they believe that you should be totally separated from your children with vaccines, with education, critical race theory, transgender bathrooms. Take a listen.
Glenn Youngkin's taking my words out of context.
Something you mentioned in Tuesday's debate is you said you don't believe parents should be telling schools what to teach. What did you mean by that?
Well, first of all, parents should be telling schools that they want their teachers to be vaccinated.
Do you think parents should have a say in the curriculum?
You don't want parents coming in every different school jurisdiction.
You alluded to parents staying out of this. We just want to make sure that we're understanding you correctly. What is your stance on that as far as what school agendas have to say for the kids?
First of all, this is determined by the State Board of Education and local school boards. And that's where it should be.
Do you still stand by your position that parents should not tell the schools what they should teach?
You do not want 25 parents picking books.
McAuliffe's reply.
We have a board of ed and we have local school boards who make the decisions about teaching.
I'm not going to let parents come into schools. I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach.
Youngkin, who is running against him for governor of Virginia, put out that ad. It's absolutely brilliant. Seven different times right there. Terry McAuliffe confirmed parents should have no say in their children's education. This is tyranny at every level. Whether it's vaccines or whether it's what we're teaching your kids. I'll go back to the White House, COVID response coordinator. We have secured vaccine supply to vaccinate every child ages 5 to 11. Every child. You think they're giving you a choice? Because you don't need to have a vaccine for every child if you know that some children are going to say no. Some parents are going to say no to vaccinating their kids. So why did you secure a vaccine for every child? It's because they're not going to give you a choice. Right? They're not going to give you a choice here, folks. That you don't have a right to say anymore whether you get a vaccine or not, or whether your kids get a vaccine or not. That's why you put out statements that way. You know, if you cared in individual freedom, you would say it differently. One way of saying it differently, all right? I'll give you a great example. We will make sure that we secure enough vaccines for any parent that is wanting to get their child vaccinated. That's how you would say it if you believed in people's rights and freedoms. If you wanted to say it in a non-hostile way, you would say, we understand there's many parents that are wrestling with a decision to get their children vaccinated. However, for each and every parent that does make the important decision to get their kid vaccinated, know that there will be a vaccine available for you. That's not what they said, because you don't have a choice. And as soon as the vaccine is authorized by the FDA, we will begin shipping millions of doses nationwide. We have secured vaccine supply to vaccinate every child ages 5 to 11. You don't have a choice. The schools are going to be how they do this, folks. They're going to put the mandates, just like we saw in California, on private and public schools. And then they're going to get you fired. And they don't care if your kid lives down by the river. They don't care if you're homeless. They don't care if you're unemployed. They don't care if you get fired, because what they're guessing is no one else is going to hire you if you're unvaccinated either. They're going to make it where you have no choice but to be vaccinated, because when they run this country, it's no longer freedom. It's about tyranny. That's what it's about. Plain and simple.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie, because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films, and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to give you another perfect example of how the Democrats are making different rules for themselves than the way that they are going to mandate you live your life. Squad members, you know, Ilhan Omar, AOC, all those crazy women in the squad, the squad members who have spent years now, and that's not an exaggeration, literally years, calling to defund the police. A new report just came out that they spent more than $100,000 on private security while demanding that the police be defunded. And the squad is following the path that every socialist dictator does. Don't listen to their lies, right? Socialism never works and never will, but they say, no, 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 we got to defund the police and I'll spend money that, by the way, comes from donors to protect myself while you guys have no protection. This is the reason why they refuse to back down, even as police officers are being let go. The 74 troopers is another example of this. Those 74 troopers in Washington State who were all fired because they wouldn't get a vaccine. We see now members of the military putting out these protest videos saying, I'm going to probably lose my job. I've been serving this country. I've been to Syria. I've been to Iraq. I've been to Afghanistan, multiple tours. And now they're going to treat me like I've done nothing for them and tell me that they're going to fire me if I don't get a vaccine. And then you have these people sitting there. I'm going to play for you the longer version real quick, because I really do think it's good for people to understand just what tyranny actually sounds like when it comes to now your children. They're taking away your rights as parents now. They say you shouldn't have any rights to, you know, have any say-so in what your kids are taught in schools. We heard that from McAuliffe. I played that for you a moment ago. But you look at the White House COVID response coordinator having this video call with Dr. Fauci and whatever the doctors, all the other, you know, Walensky and all these others on the screen. You've got the NIH, CDC, White House, they're all there. And the way that they speak about vaccinating your children is the way they speak about doing things in Russia, in Iran, in Cuba. But this is the White House of the United States of America. And usually there's a check and balance here, even with the people, when the president sees their approval rating going down, and I played all that for you a moment ago. There's a course correction, like, okay, we've overstepped. We got to back it up a little bit, right? We got to back up a little bit because we're losing the people and we're going too far. So let's back up. Let's back this down. Let's go move backwards a little bit and let's get back in sync with what the people actually want. They're not flinching, y'all. They are literally not flinching. They're not flinching at all, like not even a little bit. They're just sticking to the course, which goes back to what I've said. I don't believe that Joe Biden has any intention of running for re-election. It's like he knows that he got elected and this is the only time and the only term he is going to serve as president. And so he's going to do whatever he wants to, because do you really care what your approval rating is if you get to change fundamentally the way a country runs? Look at Chicago, Lori Lightfoot there. She accuses now the Fraternal Order of Police leader of trying to induce an insurrection over the vaccine mandate. Everything now is an insurrection. You speak up, it's an insurrection. You go to your school board meeting, you're a domestic terrorist. Everything is a domestic terrorist insurrection of anybody that speaks up against these tyrants. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is now accusing police officers of trying to induce an insurrection for protesting the vaccine mandate that went into effect last Friday. The city's vaccine mandate will place officers who do not submit proof of vaccination by the deadline on a no-pay status. The police union is preparing a lawsuit against the city of Chicago. Last week, the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police president issued a video in which he stated, "Do not fill out the portal information. I've made my status very clear as far as the vaccine, but I do not believe the city has the authority to mandate that to anybody, let alone that information about your medical history." He said, quote, "I can guarantee you that no pay status will not last more than 30 days. There's no way they're going to be able to sustain a police department workforce at 50% capacity or less for more than 7 days without something budging." A reporter asked Lightfoot on Monday, "The big question is why the legal action? But can I also put it this way? There is a different tone from the Chicago Public Schools, from Martinez. He was asked what's going to happen to those who don't have their vaccines. And he said the other day, quote, we're going to work with them. We're going to talk to them. We're going to make sure, try to understand what's going on. So why a different tone for the police officers compared to the teachers that are in a union? Quote, well, I don't think there's a different tone from one versus the other, Lightfoot got angry and answered. She's a liar. She's a flat-out liar. I don't think there's a different tone. And then she went on to accuse them. That's right. Remember, you got to accuse people of an insurrection. January the 6th, everybody's a domestic terrorist. You go to your school board meeting and raise your voice. The FBI is going to investigate you, put you in jail.
Else who's not here, since it was short notice on the questions. I guess the big question is why legal action, but can I also put it this way? Mm-hmm. There is a different tone from CPS, from Pedro Martinez. He was asked, you know, what's going to happen to those who don't have their vaccines? And he said the other day, we're going to work with them. We're going to talk to them. We're going to make sure what, try to understand what's going on. So why a different tone for CPS than the police?
Well, I don't think there is a different tone for one versus the other. CEO Martinez has indicated that, and again, in agreement with the union, so that is one circumstantial difference, that every adult in the system has to be vaccinated. And that agreement was reached months ago, and they've been working very hard to execute on that agreement, reached with all the collective bargaining agencies that employ folks at CPS. So it's a very different set of circumstances, and I think he believes it's going to be a very small group that remains either unvaccinated or not signing up. And so he understands, though, that accountability is important, as do we. So you asked the question of why the lawsuit. Because we believe that the FOP leadership is trying to foment an illegal work stoppage to strike.
There it is. See, now the police are evil. We believe the Fraternal Order of Police are trying to do a work stoppage, and we're going to hunt them down, and we are going to step on their throats, and we are going to make them submit. Crime's out of control in Chicago. Can they afford to lose any police officers? Not even one right now. They're the murder capital of the world, and now she's going to war. The mayor's going to war with the police over vaccines.
It's simple. We've laid that out in the materials, and we're not having that. The contract is clear, and it's been known for a long time. The police unions are not authorized to strike. It's in their collective bargaining agreement, and it's a matter of state law.
So there you go. You start striking because you don't want to get vaccinated, because you put me on the clock to get vaccinated. Now we're going to say it's an illegal strike. It's not an illegal strike. You have a lot of people that feel like they shouldn't be forced to get vaccinated. That's not it. You guys are the ones that put them in the corner. Now you're going to attack the police acting like they're not doing their job. How about you just shut up and let them do their damn job? How about you let the police do their job and protect people just like you? How about we do that? Just an idea. Crazy one, I know, but what, I mean, let's just let the police do their actual job.
What we've seen from the Fraternal Order of Police, and particularly the leadership, is a lot of misinformation, a lot of half-truths, and frankly, flat-out lies in order to induce an insurrection. And we're not having that.
Insurrection. There it is, folks. You stand up for your kids, you're a terrorist. You stand up for your livelihood, you're an insurrectionist. That's what you are. You're an insurrectionist. I don't care if everybody's dying in my city left and right, and I'm the mayor. Who cares, right? I'm going to come out there and tell everybody you're an insurrectionist. Let me go back to the White House real quick in this announcement about your kids. We have secured vaccine supply to vaccinate every child ages 5 to 11. Does it sound like you have a choice? Because you don't. That's what they're trying to tell you. And the way that they're making this press conference, it sounds like something you would hear in China, something you'd hear at the UN, something you'd hear from Russia, something you'd hear in Cuba. Listen very closely to the lack of emotion and the government power that they are going to put on you as a parent.
Move to how we're planning for vaccinating kids ages 5 through 11. We expect the FDA and CDC's decision on Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 through 11 in the next couple of weeks. We know millions of parents have been waiting for a COVID-19 vaccine for kids in this age group. And should the FDA and CDC authorize the vaccine, we will be ready to get shots in arms. Kids have different needs than adults, and our operational planning is geared to meet those specific needs, including by offering vaccinations in settings that parents and kids are familiar with and trust. At the same time, we're incorporating best practices and applying lessons we have learned across the past 9 months. Over the past several weeks, we've been working closely with governors, pediatricians, pharmacies, community health centers, rural health centers, and other vaccine providers to prepare for this moment. Together, we're completing the operational planning to ensure vaccinations for kids ages 5 through 11 are available, easy, and convenient. And thanks to President Biden and the resources of the American Rescue Plan, states, tribes, territories will all continue to receive unprecedented levels of federal support, including full reimbursement from the federal government for vaccination operations and outreach programs. I want to highlight progress across a few key operational fronts. First, on supply. We have secured vaccine supply to vaccinate every child ages 5 through 11. And as soon as the vaccine is authorized by the FDA, we will begin shipping millions of doses nationwide.
Does that sound like you have any rights as a parent to make a decision for your child whether they're going to get the jab or not? Because they don't want you to think for a moment you even have that right. And in their words, you don't. You don't have a right, folks. They will mandate it. I'll go back to what I said. If you missed yesterday in our podcast about what your legal rights are and how to fight for religious exemptions, listen to the legal experts we had that will give you the playbook of how to fight back and win. Grab our podcast and share it with anyone that's having to face this tough decision. All you have to do is go online, grab the podcast on your phone, iHeartRadio app, Apple iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. And I will see you back here tomorrow.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.